This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The first person in the region has been hospitalized in Bethel for COVID-19. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation admitted the patient yesterday. YKHC has held COVID patients at the hospital before medevacing them to Anchorage for advanced medical care. The COVID patient admitted Thursday is the first patient to be hospitalized and not transported out, according to YKHC spokesperson Tiffany Zolkuski. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says the health corporation has medevaced less than 6 patients with COVID-19 to Anchorage hospitals. The initial hospitalization follows a sharp increase in positive COVID cases in the region over the past 2 weeks, a trend that, if continued, Hodges warns, could overwhelm the regional healthcare system. Also yesterday, all results from the third round of COVID-19 testing at the Bethel's Elders Home returned negative after a staff member tested positive for the virus last week. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation runs the facility and tested all staff and residents for the virus last Friday, on Monday, and again yesterday. YKHC spokesperson Tiffany Zolkuski says all results from all 3 days are negative. One result is pending from an individual who will not return to the building until cleared. The health corporation will begin testing all staff and residents of the elders' home weekly for COVID-19. Previously, it was only testing staff weekly and residents monthly. In more COVID news, YKHC is urging everyone to stop gathering with people outside their households to slow the spread of COVID-19 in the region. It's also urging people to stay home if they feel sick. Dr. Ellen Hodges, YKHC Chief of Staff, is promoting symptom-free schools and workplaces. That includes symptoms of colds.
This is not the year to show up at work and work through a cold. We really need people to stay at home and self-isolate if they have any symptoms at all.
Employers have to provide the flexibility for workers to stay home. Usually this time of year brings an increase in flu cases to the region, but that isn't happening. Instead, COVID cases are climbing. Hodges says if you're experiencing upper respiratory symptoms, it's more likely to be COVID than the flu.
And we really need those people to get tested, especially if you've recently been to a gathering, or if your social circle isn't small, or if you recently traveled, come in and get tested.
It's also a good time to get a flu shot. If clinics get fewer cases of flu to deal with, they will have better capacity to deal with the pandemic. Continuing our COVID coverage, a Bethel elementary school teacher tested positive for COVID-19 this Wednesday. She shared her story with KYUK's Greg Kim about what her experience with coronavirus has been like.
Kathleen Nanning is a third grade teacher at Bethel's Gladys Jung Elementary School, but she hasn't gone to school since October 2nd. She had taken time off to grieve for her brother, who passed away recently. Then, life got even worse when she received a call from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's contact tracing team.
I had gotten a call on Sunday that a close family member had tested positive. When I heard that they tested positive, I knew I had it.
She said she suspected she had the virus because her body had already started to hurt. Still, she hadn't been tested yet.
They asked me and my household to all stay put in our house and not to go anywhere, and you know, those are very easy and simple instructions for our family.
On Tuesday, she went to get tested, and the next day, YKHC called her to tell her the result came back positive. She said the symptoms have been similar to when she had strep throat.
I've been experiencing body aches. Like, I feel it in my elbows, the back of my neck, my knees, and I have chills. And when I'm doing stuff, I feel short of breath. To relieve my symptoms, I've been trying to drink a lot of fluids, and I still get up and move around the house with my mask and dance for my grandbaby for exercise, and I do my best to find something to laugh at, and I cry when I need to.
Nanning said YKHC sent a letter to her employer, the Lower Kuskokwim School District, saying she wouldn't be able to work at school for at least 2 weeks. A day before Nanning tested positive, LKC Superintendent Kimberly Hankins wrote in an email to KYUK that another school district employee tested positive for COVID-19. She declined to say where that employee works in order to protect their privacy. Naning said she's grateful her coworkers collected her students' work packets and dropped them off at her door.
Our third grade team is it's a very close team that works well together.
And since she has been quarantined, Naning says family and friends have come by to help with chores.
I'm so amazed of people that are willing to check my mail every day and pick up my medicine at the hospital and shop for us. You know, that's just like true love right there.
Community is what has made this pandemic bearable, but it is also what makes it dangerous. Naning says people were exposed to COVID-19 during her brother's funeral. The person with the virus didn't know it at the time, and if they had known, the funeral would have been postponed. But she adds, it's difficult to regret inviting loved ones to celebrate the life of her late brother.
We had to gather for the death of my brother. You know, I am happy that those people were there. I'm happy that they were there for us.
After her brother's funeral, YKHC issued a public health advisory strongly urging people to avoid hosting or attending gatherings of any kind. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
YKHC is offering free COVID testing in Bethel today, October 16th, from noon to 4 p.m. without an appointment. Free testing is also offered every week on Wednesday from 12 to 4. To schedule an appointment on a different date, call 543-6949. That's 543-6949. And in our daily COVID count, YKHC announced 14 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The cases are in Bethel and Quinnahawk, where community spread is occurring. There are 93 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 294 cases since March. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. We will not have a local newscast on Monday to celebrate Alaska Day, but still tune in to Coffee at KYUK on Monday for an interview with Republican incumbent Don Young, who's running for Alaska's single U.S. House seat. Now, stay tuned for UKDUN News coming up.